The change in policy was long expected and hardly a shock to Eastern Europe. But nonetheless, for some, there was a sense of betrayal. The Poles had steadfastly supported George W. Bush's policies. Warsaw sent troops to Iraq and Afghanistan. The government backed the Bush administration's hugely controversial detention and rendition policies. In 2003, Poland even opted to buy American fighter jets, not European ones. Now many Poles fear the Obama administration has lost interest in cultivating any special relationship. Jan Tekau directs the Europe program at the German Council on Foreign Relations.
The Poles really feel like they've lost a piece of their security guarantee. For them, the missile defense thing was mostly about having Americans present on their soil, which for them was the equivalent of a security guarantee vis-a-vis Russia. That was the quintessential rationale, and that is gone now, and that makes them feel more vulnerable. And this is why they're disappointed, and this is why they're openly disappointed.
Former Polish President Lech Walesa, a leader of the Solidarity movement that brought an end to communism 20 years ago, said his country should now reconsider our approach to the United States. Another Polish politician called the decision deeply dispiriting. Kim Holmes at the Conservative Heritage Foundation says Eastern European countries will now worry they're becoming second-class citizens in NATO.
They send a signal to their allies that we'll throw them under the bus when the Russians complain.
The symbolic timing of the announcement could not have been worse for Poland. Word of the policy shift came on the 70th anniversary of the Soviet Red Army's invasion of Poland from the east after the Nazis invaded from the west to start World War II. Some Polish lawmakers are already blaming the government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk for not doing enough to cultivate better ties to the Obama administration. Analyst Jan Tekau says Poles now feel less secure, even though he says the decision was really about Washington's relations with Russia on the larger strategic issues of Iran and Afghanistan.
This is the question a lot of Poles ask. Has this government lost America, really? And in my opinion, it was pretty clear from the outset that Obama was rethinking his strategy on the missile defense, and that no Polish government whatsoever could have prevented this decision from happening. The Poles at some point will have to realize that this was really not about them, not from the beginning and not now.
It wasn't all a loss for Poland. Foreign Minister Radek Sikorski said the U.S. had pledged to still deploy Patriot missile batteries on Polish soil next year and might base smaller short-range SM-3 missiles in Poland in the future. Key political elites in Poland and the Czech Republic supported the original missile plan, but public opinion in both countries was always much more divided. Reaction to the revised plan in the Czech Republic was more mixed than in Poland. The leader of the leftist Social Democrats, Jiří Porubek, called it excellent news and a big victory for the Czech people. What we've been saying for 3 years has been confirmed, he said. There is no need for a U.S. missile defense shield. But Mirek Topolánek of the center-right Civic Democrats, who as prime minister negotiated the missile deal with the Bush administration, was angry. He said the move affirmed what we in Central Europe have known for the last 100 years. We're not anchored by a strong security partner, a strong ally, he said, adding, I see that as a threat. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.